Executive Director of Prevention Services Carrie Ann Lesperance says they were initially told they'd received a five-year grant renewal until that award was suddenly pulled just as the new fiscal year began.
We were notified in August in a webinar, congratulations, you are awarded the grant, on a tentative award basis of as if the whole budget did, you know, does not face an unexpected cut anywhere, which because it had already gotten through everything voting-wise. So it was, very shocking and unsettling to hear that that $125,000 for this year was no longer going to be there. $600,000 between the next 5 years was no longer potentially going to be there. And that they were hoping to put it up for a recompete in November. But with the federal shutdown right now, we are not getting any replies to any of our questions, unfortunately.
That loss represents $600,000 over 5 years, covering roughly 75% of the department's operations. Lesperance says the team has been scrambling to find alternative funding.
So thankfully, Healthy Youth will be able to kind of continue on, but at a minimum pace. Usually we say, if you have big plans, let us know, everybody, and we will try to make it work. We'll write additional grants. But right now, those grants are now being saved for what we're going to be losing in that fund. Federal grant. So we're kind of telling everybody what you were allocated through Provident is basically, unfortunately, what you're going to probably be getting this year. And
Lesperance says the department is now relying on a sustainability fund built over two decades of community support, but that money will only last about 9 to 12 months without new funding.
Any dollar will count. Any dollar makes a difference, and we will continue to hopefully stretch that timeline out as long as we can and wait for that federal grant announcement again and see what happens with that.
She adds that fundraising and donations will be essential to keep both coalitions operating and that their work preventing youth drug and alcohol use must continue.
We need this work in our community. We need to reduce risk factors and increase protective factors to help prevent and reduce youth drug and alcohol use. And it's needed. And we have a lot of great members that I can't even imagine this going away. But again, we don't want to see that go so quickly either. We want to be able to still have that in the future.
For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.